The Adventures of Michael Shane, Private Detective. The people who make 76 Gasoline and Triton Motor Oil, Union Oil Company, present... The Adventures of Michael Shane, Private Detective, starring Wally Mayer and Kathy Lewis. The official slogan of San Francisco goes like this, the city that knows how. The slogan of San Francisco's favorite detective might well be, the man who knows who done it. This evening, Mike Shane and his assistant Phyllis Knight have put work behind them. They're about to leave their office in the Rust Building to meet their old friends, Inspector and Mrs. Faraday, for an evening at the movies.
Hey, hurry it up, Phil, honey, will you? Stop primping and fussing. They'll be waiting for us.
Just a second. Golly, you know, it'll be fun to see Mrs. Faraday again. It's weeks since I've heard any of her Irish stories.
Yeah, gosh, it's been weeks, months since Faraday and I managed the same evening off. I must be taking a holiday in our town.
Yeah. All set, Mike. How does my hat look?
Screwy as ever. And the face below it? Beautiful as ever.
Oh, Mike. Oh, pretend we didn't hear it. Come on, Mike.
Don't worry. It's not a client. It's after hours. Hello?
Mike, it's off. I can't go.
Oh, now, Faraday.
That's how I feel, too. But this is something special. Federal Judge Stanton has just been murdered.
Holy jumping.
Come down to headquarters, Mike. I'm afraid this is more than straight murder.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure myself. Just get down here.
Hi there, Mike.
Oh, hi, Sarge.
Evening, Mr. Shane. Miss Knight.
Hello.
Hello, Quinn. The inspector in his office?
Yes, sir, but I think he's busy.
So he said. Inspector. Hey.
Mike. Phyllis, come in. Come in.
Well, you look all frazzled, Inspector.
I am, Phil. I'm worried. Plenty worried.
Well, come on, come on. Give with the details. When was Judge Stanton murdered?
Less than an hour ago, near as we can tell. I just got back from his house. But first, Mike, take a look at these fingerprint cards on my desk.
Mm-hmm. Fingerprints found at robbery, Jackson Street, night of the 17th.
And this one?
Housebreaking, Van Ness Avenue, night of the 21st.
And two more.
But they're burglaries, Inspector. What's the tie-up with Judge Stanton?
The judge was shot, Phil, but his house was robbed, too. I got an ugly feeling that the fingerprints we found at his place are... Oh, that's it now. Yes?
We checked the fingerprints, Inspector. They belong to Victor Rackner.
You're sure of it?
Yes, sir. Positive.
Okay, that's all. I was afraid of that.
Huh?
These fingerprints you just looked at, Mike, they belong to Victor Rackner, too.
Well, what's the matter with that? Don't they identify the killer?
Yeah, they do. But these burglaries took place last month. Rackner was released from the penitentiary only 2 days ago.
What?
It's impossible.
That's what we said. 2 years ago, Victor Rackner was sent to the pen for embezzlement. A 15-year rap. The proof was his fingerprints found in a safe. Then the last couple of weeks came four robberies. Victor Rackner's fingerprints at every one of them.
While he's still in the state penitentiary?
Yeah, he was pardoned, Phil. Wrongful conviction. Now this murder and his fingerprints again.
Well, I thought no two people in the world had the same prints.
That's the point. If two men can have the same fingerprints, our whole criminal procedure sails right out of this window right now.
Well, Inspector, if Flatner was released 2 days ago and the judge was murdered tonight, he's still bound to be your suspect. Haul him in and make him prove his whereabouts at the time of the killing.
I've already ordered him to be picked up. Meanwhile, I've got to go back to the judges and finish the examination. You kids like to come along?
Oh, of course. Where the bloodhounds go, we follow.
This is the judge's study. On the flare over there by the desk is the...
Uh-huh. Covered over with a sheet.
Yeah. Hey, the desk drawers are all pulled out, Mike. The killer must have been looking for something.
Yeah, the judge's wife said he didn't keep any valuables in here, and yet...
Where did you find Ratner's fingerprints?
On the broken glass from the terrace door. Here it is on my desk, Mike. Exhibit number 8.
Hey, this door must have been locked at the time. He broke a pane of the glass, reached inside, and turned the key, huh?
Yeah, but he was careful to wipe off the key afterwards. If he hadn't touched the glass, we wouldn't have a clue.
Well, this doesn't look like the work of a professional housebreaker to me, Inspector. All he had to do was use a little pressure and the door would have come open anyway.
Yeah, he used the same system at each house. Smashed a window or a door, then in.
Say, wait a minute. I remember reading something in the paper about Ratner's conviction. Wasn't he an attorney?
Yeah, a lawyer for a loan company. He got a hold of the combination of their safe somehow and made off with almost $100,000.
Did they get the money back?
Not a nickel.
Then this doesn't make sense at all. He's got the dough stashed away somewhere. He wouldn't go in for penny ante robberies now.
Could all those burglaries be just a red herring, Mike? You know, a build-up, so we'd think tonight was just another theft with a killing on the side.
You're forgetting the main point, Angel. Ratner was safely put away in mothballs until the day before yesterday. How did his fingerprints turn up at robberies 3 weeks before he was released?
Yeah, that's a mystery good enough to bind in three-quarter Morocco.
Inspector.
Yes, Sergeant.
We just got a call from headquarters. The boys can't find Ratner anywhere.
Not at his house, huh?
No.
Better get a hold of his attorney.
Yeah, they've done that, sir. He says he hasn't seen Ratner since the day he got the pardon for him.
What do you say to that, Mike?
Well, he's probably hiding out. We'd better get on his trail fast while it's still warm.
Fine, if we only knew where to start.
We do.
Huh?
At the old homestead of Mr. Victor Ratner.
Find anything in the bedroom, Mike?
Oh, a couple of suitcases. I can't tell whether Ratner was packing or unpacking them.
No food in the kitchen. Guess he didn't plan to tarry long.
I searched his desk. All his papers date back 2 years or more. Looks like we're out of luck.
Yeah. Say, honey, do you mind turning off the kitchen light?
Oh, yeah, I'll get it.
Mike, maybe we'll have to play a waiting game. If Ratner tries to skip town, we can nab him at the depot or airport.
Oh, pretty slim chance, Inspector. He'll probably hit the highway.
Mike! Inspector,
yeah?
Here!
Coming! Something?
Yeah, this door here. Just now I noticed dirt trailing away from it. And look.
Hey, a stairway.
Must be a basement. Where's the light switch? Oh. Now, watch your step, Angel. Those high heels.
Yeah, I will.
It's a big basement. Brick floor, cupboards and shelves around the walls.
Half an inch of dust and dirt on everything.
Except the seat of this chair.
Yeah, and look. It's placed right below these cupboards. Ratner climbed up to get something out.
Well, let's have a look. Well, a couple of cameras, a tripod, glass plates, film packs, projector. The guy's a real shutterbug.
Oh, doggone.
What happened, Phil?
Oh, I turned my ankle on a loose brick.
Just a minute. There's more than one brick loose. Mike.
Coming.
Look, there's no mortar between these bricks.
Yeah, an area of about 3 square feet. I think we know what this means. Below these bricks, Mr. Ratner banked his $100,000.
And came back to dig it up.
Shh. Listen, upstairs.
Ratner, he's come back.
Sounds like he's heading for the kitchen.
What if he comes down here?
Quick, turn off the light.
Where? I don't see a switch.
Oh, great, it turns off from the head of the stairs.
Shh. Okay, then duck under the steps, fast.
Yeah.
Now, not a sound.
Oh, good heavens, my purse. I left it hanging on that chair.
It's too late now.
Mike, that's a woman's footstep.
Hello? Who's down there? Oh.
She sees Phil's purse.
Hey, stop!
Come on, Faraday, after her.
Holy Harry, Mike, I think we're locked in.
You think we're locked in? You know darn well we're locked in.
In just a moment, we'll return to the adventures of Michael Shane. Ladies and gentlemen, June probably seems like an odd month to talk to you about winter driving. But many motorists are driving around right now with engines still filled with sludge from last winter. You see, cold weather means heavier moisture condensation inside your car's engine. And that means water gets into the crankcase where, with some oils, it forms thick, black, ropey sludge. Now, just draining the oil doesn't get rid of this sludge because sludge is sticky and adheres to pistons, valves, crankshafts, and other parts. But your Union Oil Minuteman has a quick solution to this problem. He has a special solvent action flushing oil known as Cleanse Oil, which is guaranteed to cut sludge. After draining the old, dirty oil, the Minuteman pours in a generous amount of cleanse oil. When the engine is started, the cleanse oil is pumped automatically to every working part. Cleanse oil is harmless to your engine, but its special solvent action cuts sludge instantly. Then, when the cleanse oil is drained, the sludge flushes out with it, leaving your engine clean as a whistle. And with a fresh supply of Triton motor oil, the low-carbon paraffin-based oil, you can be sure it will remain clean for a long time. So for smoother, more economical summer driving, just drive in wherever you see the sign of the big orange and blue 76 and ask for Union Oil Engine Flushing Service. Thank you. Mike, Phyllis, and Inspector Faraday find themselves locked in the basement of a strange house, thanks to an equally strange woman.
Oh, this is no ordinary door. There's no gip to it.
Well, maybe if both of you heaved
at it... There's an easier way. We'll shoot the lock off. Stand back, Phil.
Gladly.
Ah, that did it. You gotta find that woman.
Save your legs, Inspector. Just listen.
Yeah. But who in the blazes was that woman?
Some gal who has a key to his house. And I don't mean the cleaning woman.
Say, what's the matter with me? My brain's a smoke dried and kippered.
Huh?
His ex-wife.
Swell, if we can't find Mr. Ratner, his ex-wife will do. Where does she live, Inspector?
Headquarters can tell us that. Vera. What's her name? Vera Miller. That was her maiden name. She may be using it again.
Okay, Inspector. So, let's find Vanishing Vera and see what she can tell us.
Yes, who is it?
This the resident of Vera Miller?
It is.
May we talk to her, please?
I don't know. Who are you?
I'm Inspector Faraday, Police Department.
Oh, well, come on in. Please excuse my manner. I thought it might be about something else. My name's William Miller.
Oh? A relative of Vera's?
Her brother. She's in the parlor here with a caller. Vera?
Yes?
These people want to see you. Inspector Faraday and...
Mike Shane and Phyllis Knight.
And this is Mr. Johnson.
Curran Anvil Johnson. I'm right glad to know y'all.
Don't get up, please.
Miss Miller, I believe you were once married to Mr. Victor Ratner.
Is there something wrong?
We'd like very much to talk to him if we can locate him. Do you know where he is?
Well, no, I'm afraid I don't.
Mm-hmm. May we ask why you locked us in his basement a few minutes ago?
His basement?
Well, there's some mistake. Mr. Johnson and I just got back from the movie.
We just... Honey.
Just skip it, skip it. The lady says she went to a movie, so she went to a movie. Mm.
Sir, I don't like your attitude toward Miss Miller.
What do you people want of Ratner? Wasn't he pardoned and released?
The Corey approach, I see. We want to talk to him about Judge Stanton.
Judge, the one who was killed?
Marvelous. The news flashes you can get at the movies nowadays.
We heard it on the radio. Victor wouldn't do such a thing. I know he's innocent. They let him out of prison because they were wrong about his fingerprints. They're wrong again.
Well, I never trusted him. I wrote him while he was in prison that if he ever came near Vera again,
I'd... Stop it! I can't stand it!
Vera, honey, now, wait a minute. I want to talk to you.
Honey.
On my way.
Mr. Miller, you seem pretty burned up about Ratner. Perhaps you had a business deal with him once, huh?
I wish they'd left him in prison for the rest of his natural life. Vera was a fool to marry him. And now she's heading for more trouble with this Texan.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
Why, she's known him only 2 months. His soft talk, a ranch in Texas.
Mike.
Yeah?
Mike, I overheard Mr. Johnson ask her what she meant about going to the movies. He just got here ahead of us. She said she'd explain later, and then he asked what she wanted down in Ratner's basement.
Y'all don't mind. I'll tell the story myself. I just wanted to know if Vera had seen Mr. Ratner since he was sprung from prison. I think a fiancé is entitled to know these things.
Not to mention her brother.
Inspector.
Yeah, Mike?
If you've asked all your questions, I think we can leave this family love fest.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike.
It's been a pleasure to meet all of you.
One final word, Mr. Miller. Miss Miller. It's a prison offense to shield a criminal or aid in his escape. You might think that over. Good night.
You know, kids, I don't believe a thing we heard here.
All right, it's the hammiest performance I've seen since Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Still, there's a grain of truth in every lie. Bill Miller was awful anxious about Ratner and Sister Vera.
And what was she doing in that basement?
Well, what was she?
That's what we're going to find out, Angel. Remember those loose bricks in the basement? Well, I'm afraid we're going to find more than money.
How are we coming, Mike?
Just a few more bricks. Then we can pull up these planks.
Why are there planks underneath the bricks?
For support, Phil. Otherwise, the floor would cave into the hole.
There. Okay, Faraday. Up with the boards now. Pull it! Oh.
Oh. Ah. See anything yet?
Mm-hmm. Something. Maybe I can reach down and pull it up.
Mike.
A man's leg.
Here, let me grab hold. That's it. Pull. Lay him down here.
Well, this is the end of the trail, Mike. It's Ratner.
2, 3, 4 bullet holes. Ah, thorough job.
But Judge Stanton was murdered only an hour and a half ago. Rentner couldn't have killed him.
Not unless he committed suicide and buried himself under the bricks.
I wonder how long he's been dead.
There's a newspaper here in his coat pocket. Maybe that'll tell us something. Well, the bullet went right through it. Evening paper, and the date is night before last.
He wouldn't carry an old newspaper in his pocket, Mike. That means he was killed the day he got out of prison.
Ratner wasn't murdered for nothing. There must be some tie-up with Judge Stanton.
There is. Ratner's fingerprints. It wasn't any ghost that left that calling card on the judge's glass door tonight.
We know that, Mike, but that's all we do know.
Faraday, you said those fingerprints were found at 4 different burglaries.
Yes.
Okay, we've got to recheck every one of them. Now, where's the nearest?
Let's see. We're on 27th Avenue. There's one up... Uh-oh.
Huh?
A.J. Brenner.
Where's he?
Oh, you'll razz the whiskers off me, Mike. He's on 26th Avenue, right behind us. In fact, the two backyards join.
Inspector Faraday, will you please open that clam-like face of yours and tell us these things?
I know, Mike, but I got so wound up on Judge Stanton, I clean forgot the robberies.
Backdoor neighbors, eh?
Ah, but he won't tell you anything, Mike. He's as sore as a goat of the department. Keeps ringing up every day to ask if we found the stuff he had stolen.
Sounds like he's keeping tabs for a reason.
All right, Inspector. Call headquarters and have a man bring out all your exhibits. We'll meet him at A.J. Bremner's. Please, Mr. Bremner.
I've paid taxes in this city for 25 years, and what do I get for it? My house is robbed, and the police do nothing. Nothing. Isn't that right, Margaret?
Yes, dear.
Now, look, Mr. Bremner, I'm not a policeman. I'm a private detective. If I can help you get your stuff back,
I've had enough talk. I want results. Don't we, Margaret?
Yes, dear.
We just want to look at that smashed window, Mr. Bremner, to see the glass.
I've replaced it. We weren't going to freeze, were we, Margaret?
Yes, dear. No, dear.
What did you do with the old glass?
I don't know.
I think I threw it in the trash can in the backyard.
Then let's go to the backyard.
Well, I suppose I'll have to show you. Back door's this way.
Come on, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
This way you put the glass, Margaret?
Yes, dear.
All right. Now if we can pick out the glass...
Oh, wait a minute. I'll hold the flashlight.
Fine.
By the way, how many years was that fellow Ratner sentenced to?
15 years.
And I think he'd be willing to sell that house of his.
You interested in buying?
Well, it's a good rental property.
Here you are, Inspector. All the glass I could find.
All right. Now the pieces you brought with you, Sergeant. Now, let's put them all together on the pavement here.
Beats me what you people are up to.
There's something wrong, Mike. They won't all fit.
Well, that's no great surprise. Here, Inspector. Here, feel these two pieces of glass.
What about them?
Oh, one of them is your exhibit piece with Ratner's fingerprints, Inspector. But this other glass is at least an eighth of an inch thicker than the glass with the fingerprints.
I'm beginning to smell a rat.
Yes. These fingerprints were faked and planted here and at all the other houses.
And the man who did it killed Judge Stanton.
Which is still a king-size mystery.
Mr. Bremner, can we get to Ratner's house through your backyard?
Yes, yes. There's a gate behind the garage. Say, if you fellas don't mind, I'd like to go along and watch you work this out. Wouldn't you, Margaret?
Yes, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not at this stage. We'll give you an invitation a little later on, I promise you.
Mike, that sounds ominous.
Now, don't twist my words, Angel. The killer has made his first mistake. Now we'll trick him into his last one.
We'll return to Mike and Phil in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that your selection of motor oil determines the amount of carbon formed in your engine? Yes, that's right. You see, nearly all carbon is caused by the lubricating oil and not the gasoline, as so many people think. But some oils stand up better than others, resist oxidation better, and hence form less carbon. And by means of laboratory tests, motor oils may be measured as to the amount of carbon they will form. Now, you'll be interested to know, therefore, that Triton motor oil, in a competitive test with the 7 leading motor oils sold here in the West, contained 38% fewer carbon-forming elements than the next best oil, 86% less than the average. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, in addition to being a 100% pure paraffin-based lubricant, Triton motor oil very definitely gives you maximum protection against carbon. That means better mileage, fewer repair bills for your car. That's because Triton motor oil is made by an exclusive propane solvent refining process, a process so valuable that it's been patented by Union Oil Company. Remember, when you buy Triton motor oil for your car, you are buying less carbon. You can buy Triton motor oil at all Union Oil Minuteman stations. Just look for the sign of the big orange and blue 76. Thank you. Mike, Phyllis, and the inspector are once more in the basement tomb of Victor Ratner. Spread out on a tool bench are the dead man's cameras and photographic accessories.
As you can see, Inspector, he's got 2 candle cameras here, as modern as he could buy 2 years ago.
Yeah, darn expensive.
Now, all his equipment fits these cameras except one item. This stack of old-style glass film plates.
That's right, Mike. They're way too big.
Ah, but maybe Ratner kept them for a purpose. Honey, take this plate and blow some dust across it.
Okay.
Now, here, Inspector.
Yeah?
You take another and do the same.
Okay.
That's it. Now, what do you see?
Fingerprints. A whole set of them.
As neat and clean as the files at headquarters.
Yes, Inspector, yes. This is where Ratner's fingerprints have been coming from. Neatly stacked away down here, then planted in the smashed glass at every one of those robberies.
Well, I'll be a...
I'll bet you this is what Ratner had in mind. He was arrested because his fingerprints were found on a safe. So, he built himself an alibi. He knew the state would probably release him if the same fingerprints turned up while he was in prison.
Well, then he must have had help, Mike. Somebody to rob houses and scatter this glass for him.
Aha, check. And the same person killed Judge Stanton tonight. He planted these fingerprints so we'd go looking for Ratner.
And never find him because he was already dead and buried.
Mike, what are you staring at?
The body. Nobody knows Ratner is dead except us and the killer. Now, this may be a little ghoulish, but... Here. See this ring of Ratner's?
Yeah.
It's big and flashy and an odd design.
Oh, don't put it on your finger. Oh, Mike.
Now, we'll gather our suspects together. We'll meet at Judge Stanton's house. We'll have an innocent little talk. Doesn't matter what we say, so long as we keep the secret of Ratner's death.
I get it. The killer will see you wearing his ring.
Right. And what do you think will pass through his mind, knowing he left Ratner buried under a layer of bricks and 2-inch planks?
Sorry we had to call all you people together at this hour of the night, but it seemed necessary.
Well, why bring us to Judge Stanton's house? If Ratner killed him, that's not our concern.
It happened to suit our convenience, Mr. Miller.
Excuse me for asking, sir, but what am I doing here? Mr. and Mrs. Bremner and I just seem to be what you might call excess baggage.
Well, I don't mind. It's all very interesting, especially if I get my stolen property back.
Isn't that right, Margaret?
Yes, dear.
Miss Miller, would you tell us when you last went up to the penitentiary to see your ex-husband?
Oh, then you know.
Just answer the question, please. Your brother would learn about it anyway.
Well, it must have been 2 months ago.
Uh-huh. Did he give you anything or ask you to do something for him?
No.
And you, Mr. Miller, when did you last visit him in prison?
Are you trying to be funny? I'd never go near him.
Then it ought to please you to know that Ratner never should have been pardoned. He did embezzle that money.
I don't believe it. They made a mistake.
No, Miss Miller. Victor Ratner's fingerprints were fakes. They were planted at those house robberies.
You're just trying to trick us.
Please, honey, you mustn't rile yourself up.
There'll be no further cause for it, Mr. Johnson.
Oh.
We've told her she refuses to cooperate. That's all we can do.
Yep, that's all for tonight. You folks can go home now.
You mean all this for nothing?
Yeah, the officer at the door will let you out.
Okay, Faraday, Phyllis, out the back way. We've got to race the murderer to that basement.
Well, I hope this is the last time we have to climb down into this basement. I can feel the moss sprouting on my north side.
Well, we'd better hide behind the staircase.
Phil, turn off your flashlight.
Okay.
I hope this worked, Mike. Nobody said a word about that ring you were wearing.
They wouldn't, but I flashed it enough.
You scratched your nose like you had the 7-year itch.
He's got to come back. He's got to see if that body has been disturbed.
You taking any bets on who shows up?
I'll put my money on Vera and her brother. She locked us in this basement, remember? And Brother Bill, there's something awful fishy about him.
Well, I'll risk a dollar on Mr. Bremner, and yes, dear, he's too curious for me.
I think you'll both lose your bets if I...
Shh! The front door. Jeepers, if they turn on the lights...
There they go now. Mike, your gun. I'm ready. Put up your hands.
Huh? Or you...
Mike, look out! Oh. My hand! The next time it may not be your hand, Mr. Johnson.
I don't know what this means.
Don't you? You're the only one who knew Ratner was dead and where he was buried.
Well, this is all wrong.
No, Mr. Johnson, no. You are all wrong. And there's just one way to put it right. And you know what it is.
Hey, I thought you kids had gone home.
Oh, no, not until we hear Johnson's confession.
He just dictated it. He admits he was Ratner's cellmate up at the penitentiary, released 2 months ago. Ratner got him to do the robberies and work the fingerprint deal with him.
Well, what about Judge Stanton?
It was revenge, Mike. Stanton was the judge who sent him up. Johnson had big plans for this fingerprint racket, so he double-crossed Ratner.
I'll say. Even tried to marry his ex-wife.
Oh, I doubt it, honey. Probably just playing around with Vera to learn where that money was hidden.
That's just what he said, Mike, but the girl was innocent.
So, Mike, the inspector and I bet on everybody but Johnson. You said we'd lose. How'd you know?
Well, I got to thinking over that first talk we had with him. Our cattleman from Texas wouldn't use a jailbird's word for getting out of prison. He didn't say Ratner was pardoned. He said he was sprung. Of course, that wasn't proved, but it made me suspicious.
I see. Well, I guess that winds up the case.
Yeah, thanks a million for helping me out, kids. Sorry it ruined the evening.
Oh, that's all right, Inspector. There's always another night for fun.
Well, what's the matter with this one, Angel?
You know, I knew I shouldn't have said that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Seventh War Loan will soon be over. We believe that you know the urgent reasons for buying extra war bonds, for making that extra effort to show how well we know here in the West that the war is still going on. This message is not an effort to sell you on buying extra war bonds. We don't believe there's an American alive who needs selling on the subject of war bonds. But we do want to remind you that the time to do your part in this renewed offensive is growing short. So if you've not already subscribed to the Intensified War on Japan by buying bonds for the Seventh War Loan Drive, please do so soon. Thank you. Tune in again next week at 8 for another adventure with Michael Shane, Private Detective, starring Wally Mayer and Kathy Lewis, with Joe Forte as Inspector Faraday. Tonight's story was written by Richard DeGraff and based on the character created by Brett Halliday. Music was composed and directed by Bernard Katz. This is John Lang saying goodnight for the people who make 76 Gasoline and Triton Motor Oil, Union Oil Company. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.